Chapter 13. Estella's Mother. For the next few weeks, I was sure that someone was following me, but I did not see who it was. I had seen Compeyson only once before on the marshes nearly 20 years ago. Then, one afternoon, on my way home, I felt an arm on my shoulder. I turned nervously to see Jaggers.
"Come to my house for dinner," he said. "Wemmick is coming too."
We went first to Jaggers's office, where Jaggers washed his hands, and then all three of us went on to his house. Once we were sitting around the table, and Molly, the housekeeper with the strong hands and deep scars, had brought us some food, Jaggers told me that Miss Havisham wanted to see me. "You asked her for some help in business," he said, "and she wants to discuss it with you." I realised that this business was the help that I had asked her for Herbert. "I'm not sure when I can go," I said, looking at Wemmick and wondering about Magwitch and his escape. Wemmick's face was wooden. This was the Wemmick twin of Jaggers's office, not the twin of Walworth. "I'll go tomorrow," I said. The office Wemmick did not smile, but I could see that he thought this was a good idea.
"Now," said Jaggers, "your friend Drummle. It seems he's won Estella, but I wonder who will win in that marriage. He is stronger, perhaps, but she is more intelligent. Let's drink to Mr. Drummle, but let's hope that the lady wins in the end. Molly, bring us some more wine."
Molly came in again, and I looked at her carefully. I knew that I had seen eyes and hair just like hers on someone I knew well. And now I was sure that Molly was Estella's mother. I saw Molly twice more that evening and became more certain each time I saw her. All evening, Wemmick was the office twin, but 2 minutes after we left Jaggers's house, he became the Walworth twin. "Can I ask you about Molly?" I said, as we walked through London. "How did she become Jaggers's housekeeper?"
"At least 20 years ago," said Wemmick, "Molly was married, and she and her husband lived travelling lives, never staying long in the same place. She was in court, and Jaggers was defending her. She was accused of murdering another woman because she was jealous of her. There was a fight, and the woman was strangled. When he defended her, Jaggers argued that Molly was not strong enough to strangle another woman. Of course, he didn't show her hands and wrists to the court, and she was dressed in clothes that made her seem small and weak. Jaggers won, and Molly went free. She has been his housekeeper ever since."
"Do you know if Molly had any children?"
"At the time she was in court, she was the mother of a young child, a girl."
When I got to Satis House the next day, the gate was opened by one of the servants. Miss Havisham was in the dining room, sitting by the fire. "Mr. Jaggers told me that you wanted to see me," I said.
"Yes," Miss Havisham answered. "You asked me to help your friend. I'm not made of stone. I'd like you to understand that I can be kind."
I explained that I had helped Herbert to get his job, but I still owed Clarica some money and I could not pay it.
"How much is it?"
£900.
"If I give you the money, will you keep it secret?"
"I will." She picked up some writing paper and started to write.
"I am writing to Mr. Jaggers, asking him to pay you £900 from my account."
"Thank you, Miss Havisham." She finished writing and gave me the note.
"If one day you can forgive me," she said, "then please do it."
"Miss Havisham," I said, "I can forgive you now. We've all made mistakes. There are people who I want to forgive me too. Why should I not forgive you?" Suddenly, she was on her knees in front of me, her hands in the air.
"What have I done to Estella and you?" she cried.
"I would have loved Estella anyway," I told her. "Is she married to Drummle?"
"Yes, she's in Paris with him for a few weeks."
Again she repeated,
"What have I done?"
"Miss Havisham," I said, "you've done nothing to injure me. But Estella is different. You've taught her to hate men and to love nobody. You must help her. But can I ask you a question? Whose child was Estella?"
"I don't know. Mr. Jaggers brought her here when she was 2 or 3 years old."
This showed me that I was right. Molly must be Estella's mother. I did what I could to make Miss Havisham calm, picked up her note to Jaggers, and turned to go. As I went through the door, I looked back. She had moved closer to the fire. Suddenly, I saw a great flame come up, and then she jumped up and ran towards me, flames reaching high above her. I had my coat over my arm, and I put it over her, and then took the cloth off the big table and put that over her too. She shouted and tried to run, and then we fell to the floor. The flames weakened, and the servants ran into the room and helped, and finally a doctor arrived. I then discovered that both of my hands were badly burned. The doctor looked at Miss Havisham and said that the shock had been great. He agreed to write to Estella and tell her what had happened. I said that I could tell Herbert and ask him to tell the rest of his family. I stayed all night, and, realizing that I could do no more, I took the early morning coach back to London. Before I left, I kissed Miss Havisham and saw her lips making the words, "Forgive me."